From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey, everybody. It is Tuesday, July 6th, 2021. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. It's somebody's birthday all around the world. 50 states, 43 countries listening in to your daily Tough Love Kvetch-a-thon from the city of San Francisco, California. Hello, new listeners, regular listeners. How are you? I hope everybody is doing well. Here is the San Francisco weather report. It's currently muggy. The humidity is 68%. It's breezy, windy. The winds are coming up high out of the west at 20 miles an hour, and it's currently 61 degrees Fahrenheit. All I can say is thank you, Daily Mail. Once again, the Daily Mail, for demystifying San Fran feces and showing the world exactly what's going on here. Typically, when somebody is critiquing San Francisco, the progressive totalitarian freaks call them right-wingers, call them Trumpers. Anybody who critiques San Francisco is called a KKK. These freaks are nuts out here. And by the way, the Daily Mail is the most read online news source in the world. There is a bold front page story saying shopping San Fran style, showing Negroes, yes, I said Negroes, black people, that's the N word I use, showing Negroes freely looting Neiman Marcus, which is an upscale luxury store, 15 minutes walking from me in the Union Square District of San Francisco. People, I do feel vindicated. My entire platform started criticizing San Francisco over the poor policies of allowing junkies, new listeners, that's a narcotics addict from the Cambridge Dictionary definition. I was criticizing the junkie apocalypse, and of course, I was talking about the crime, the filth. It's only gotten worse. 15 months in on this platform, and San Francisco, as I have repeatedly predicted, continues to go down the tubes. It's bad, people. Now, some of you fakers listening, you fake liberals, who are not in my backyard, you live in more protected places, you don't have junkies right outside your doorstep. Well, I don't, thank goodness. You don't have junkies around the corner from you. I do. You do not have a city full of sadistic, cold-hearted politicians that don't even speak to their constituents on Twitter, as mine do. And by the way, I can say this here, I resent all San Francisco politicians. I don't like any San Francisco politicians. I have a healthy resentment for all of them. I consider them dismissive, cold-hearted, fakers, phonies. They're all on the same team. I've been saying this for a long time. I took a lot of heat from people about my opinions. I saw what was coming. I knew it. I would rather be happy talking about San Francisco instead of right. Well, I am right. And it's only going to get worse. Now, this big story, front page Daily Mail, a bunch of Negroes came in at the end of the shopping day at Neiman Marcus, and they looted very high-end purses. These purses are approximately more than $1,000. And what has really ruined San Francisco is this soft on crime district attorney. He's a communist backed by George Soros.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrag.
He's a bad dude. He doesn't really prosecute murders, people. I've been telling you this for over a year. And I know a lot of you rolled your eyes. You thought I was just a bitter black woman. You thought I was exaggerating. You know, I lost some liberal friends over this show. I have some relatives that, you know, pulled away from me because of this show. Because I am telling you what's going on in San Francisco without sugarcoating it, without putting on kid gloves, without faking it. And I accept that all those people were wrong. And some of them, they will all slowly come around and apologize to me. They are apologizing to me. They were trying to argue and deny my reality. Now, if you haven't been in San Francisco since the COVID-19 draconian lockup, when it deliberately got reset, 45% of small businesses are gone. We've lost legacy restaurants, legacy nightclubs, a lot of culture. I'd said San Francisco was like a dehydrated orange, all the juice, the good juice is squeezed out of it. You can still get some joy out of a dehydrated orange, but you don't have all that good juice. You just have the dried up pulp. Well, that's San Francisco. Well, these Negroes.
This is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone
with Dee Dee LaFrac.
They've been going up and down Northern California looting. Three Walgreens have been looted out of existence in my district. 17 Walgreens closed. You know, there are these sadistic progressives. Now, when I think of a progressive as myself, a biologically born genetic sexist womanist bohemian libertine, I do not call myself a liberal anymore. What has been a liberal is somebody I feel that is cold-hearted, lacks empathy, and is pro-crime. That is what it means here in San Francisco. A progressive is somebody who is basically a totalitarian, authoritarian person trolling under the blanket of being a liberal to steamroll and bring in communism. That's where I'm at right now. Now, some of you are thinking, well, Dee Dee, you're being hard on those people. They need money. No, you know what? I was born in poverty.
San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs.
No namby-pamby permission necessary.
My father abandoned the family like a lot of males, particularly a lot of black males. What? Abandoned our family. Thank goodness they were married. I would be so embarrassed if my parents hadn't married. My mother had to get on welfare. Otherwise, we would have been homeless and we would have had to move from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, all the way down south to live with her father. So the white man paid our bills, and it's not true. Welfare didn't kick my dad out of the house. My father left voluntarily. That's one of the biggest lies that liberals and black people tell about the welfare system. The welfare system has saved black families from homelessness. That was back in the day. Now these people that are looting, these black people looting these stores, it's the poverty cycle. They're not going to get out of poverty by doing that. They're not looting to pay for tutors for their children. They're not looting to pay up their life insurance policy. They're not looting to keep that money for a down payment on a house. They're looting. Let me tell you what they do when they steal those purses. They go home. They crow. They get everybody in the house. They tell their grandmother. Everybody in the family knows that they're thieves. So you have a criminal element, a generational criminal element. They buy some weed. They buy some expensive liquor. Maybe they go and steal that liquor. They buy the weed, though. They can't steal the weed or they get killed by the drug dealers. They party, and they say, well, this place is soft. Let's go do it again. And maybe they steal the money to buy a new cell phone or to pay a car note on a car that they can't afford. Because here in San Francisco, there is a rent moratorium. Nobody is getting kicked out for not paying the rent right now, that COVID nonsense. So thank you again, Daily Mail, for demystifying this dystopian city and showing people exactly what's going on with poor policy. And by the way, the people of San Francisco did not deliberately vote in dystopia. The people of San Francisco in their soft liberalness got bait and switched by communist politicians. Okay, everybody. I'm like, wow. All I can say is wow, and thank you for listening. I love you. Guess what? I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco, damn.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Damn Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening.